You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Day. Today we're joined by Senator Head Coach Andy Fry. And Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Coach, you're entering your 14th season as at the helm of the Colonel football team. Take us through your mindset as you begin another football season.
Well, it's every year is for me it's as exciting as it was the first year. It's sometimes I got to pinch myself that I've been here 14 years, and then some days it feels like 20 years. But again, it's just same thing, different faces, but kind of a different personality every year, and that's kind of the exciting thing about coaching. You know, at this level, is that you're dealing with a new class, a new senior class. You see who steps it up, and sometimes, it doesn't get any better than this.
Coach, talk us through how preseason camp and preparations are going for the season. The Colonels are predicted to be to finish in second place. Talk to us about what you guys are doing to prepare and try to break through the door and win us another SCAC championship.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we're concentrating on as a staff and as a team, every year you have objectives, not goals. I mean, our goal is always to win the conference championship. We talked about two things. One is the purpose of our program, and we talk about that. I'm sure people that come here see Pursue Excellence with a Vengeance all over the place, and I think that's our mandate, and I try to instill that into them every day. I mean, as a head football coach, I think that's my responsibility to develop and create morale and good morale. The second thing along with that is that we're really trying to concentrate on the mental intensity that we can cut back on our mistakes. I think that the teams that do well are the ones that execute and they do the things they're coached and taught to do. I think our conference has a lot of talent. I think our team has talent. But then it'll come down to, how well we execute. And then secondly is how strong our morale is.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Day. Today we're joined by Center Head Coach Andy Fry. Coach, last season in 2010, the Colonels had quite a good balance between offense and defense. Talk to us about how important a balance like that is, knowing that you've got both sides of the ball you can rely on to be successful.
Well, I'm a believer that, your offense will score points and your defense will win championships. Or they say the offense will win games, your defense will win championships. And I think it has to be integrated, because I think there's no question your defense can give your offense the field position that you need to score. And then obviously I think the offense can keep the ball out of the hands of their offense, and so your defense is better because they're not on the field the whole time. Again, I come back to the point of just hopefully that the morale of our football team is at its peak, so that when adversity hits, which is always going to happen in a game, we're going to be prepared for that. And then I think, we didn't mention anything about special teams yet, but I think you got to win that as well. There's the old adage, if you win two of the three, you should win the football game,
Coach, talk to us about some of the players. The Colonels are expecting some good things and big things to have a successful season. Players like perhaps Ryan Gallis and Tyler Osterman, players like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I think they're both, they have the ability to lead, because I think they've developed followers. I think they're passionate about the game. They're passionate about center football. They're passionate about center. And I think those are people that, you certainly want to look to when, like I said, when things are going out of control, when you have, as I said, a conflict, adversity during the game. I mean, you got to be able to look to someone that's going to say, okay, let's huddle up and let's get after it. I think they're two good football players. I think we got some other good football players. We got two good running backs. We also have Jonathan Pink, who's been a two-time all-conference, first-team all-conference football player. I think we have a very good offensive line that I think has really matured over the season. And I think our speed is better at wide receivers. I think we've got some young, but they're talented, they're athletic. And And then I think we've got the two best tight ends in the conference. And I think our two tight ends are just very good. For Division III, they're probably the two best tight ends I've coached since I've been here at center, even when I was an assistant. So I'm thinking offensively, you know, Tyler's now a four-year starter at quarterback. I think he understands our offense, and I think he makes good decisions with the ball. So I think offensively we're going to be pretty good. I think defensively we're going to be good because we can run. We're not, people have probably said, you know, you're not as big up front, but we're real athletic. They run well. I think our secondary has really improved. I think we lost two kids, but I think the guys that are back there are pretty good. The thing I'm looking forward to see how quickly our defense will develop, which I think they are at the point where, you know, they're playing well, and now we'll find out in the scrimmage just how good we are.
Coach, you guys prepare to open up the season September 3rd at Hanover, Indiana. Talk to us about the little rivalry you guys have had. I believe this will be about the fourth straight year you open up the season with Hanover. Talk a little bit about what that series is like opening up with Hanover each year.
Well, it's a good game for us. I'm sure Hanover feels the same way. I mean, hats off to them. Last year they beat us on going for two, and I thought that was a gutsy call, and it was the right call. You know, if he had missed it, the head coach would be looked at as kind of a wiener, but he did the right thing because it worked. And I don't want to take anything away from Hanover. I mean, they beat us last year. I'm excited to see how our kids respond to that defeat, because it was a tough defeat for us. You know, we let them out of the we kind of had them crunched the first half, and we let them out, and hats off to them. Not going to take anything away from them. They did the right thing, and they did it well. And I think now, because of that defeat, I think it has created in our kids an excitement. As we always say, competition heightens the joy of the play, and I think there's going to be a lot of joy in, you know, getting prepared for Hanover for our opener. And then we get to play Washington and Lee 2 weeks later at home under the lights. And I don't know if people realize this, but at one time, up until we stopped playing 4 or 5 years ago, I mean, it was the 14th longest rivalry still being played in the country. We've been playing Washington and Lee that long. So that's an exciting new component in our schedule that we're looking forward to playing.
Last question for you, Coach, and we'll let you get back to preparing for the season. But give us give fans two or three keys that are going to be important for the Cardinals as they look to compete in the SCAC this year.
Well, I think one, and I think it'd be universal in our conference, is just staying healthy. You know, you're going to have to, you know, keep the kids healthy. Now, I will say this, you're going to have some injuries, and then how well the teams are able to develop their backup, I think that'll be one thing. The second thing for us is, execution. As I told you, we really want to cut back and really look into every game that we're going to be mentally sound, and we're going to do things right, as we say, the first time. So that for us to be successful, I think if we can really kind of tighten the screw on that, I think we're going to be a really good football team, because we have talent. And like I said, I think in the conference, there's three or four teams I look around. I think they have talent. I think they don't come down to how well they execute. And then, you know, thirdly is, you know, we've got to play five games on the road, and I think we got to win on the road, and I don't think there's a problem with that. I think it's a problem sometimes with players. You know, I keep telling them it's 100 yards there, it's 100 yards here, and I think once we get through that, past that little first hurdle of just being away, I think we'll be fine. I mean, these kids play pretty well on the road, so I'm not really concerned about it, but I want to make sure our younger guys understand that concept too.
Center head coach Andy Fry and the rest of his Cardinal team open up the season September 3rd at Hanover before opening up the home portion of their schedule September 17th against Washington and Lee. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today, and best of luck in 2011.
I appreciate that. Thank you.